재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hello guys, this is your boy Heejun in the beautiful building of TVS EFM 101.3 and you're listening to Beyond the Scene from Super Radio. I don't know if you guys knew, but this is going to be my very last podcast slash live or anything because, you know, life happens and we go on. And the fact that I've been doing this for how long? It's been 6 months now? 6 months or something like that. More than that, I guess. The fact that I got to share my perspective with about the movie with you guys was great privilege. And it's been really, really fun journey for me. And I really do hope that you guys have different perspective towards Korean film now. Because I have more than 90 films now. Maybe in the 80 to 90 films that I introduced you guys to. So it's going to be my very last one. The very last movie that I'm going to share you guys is called 괴물, The Host. This was the movie that Song Kang-ho was involved. 변희봉, 박해일, 배두나, and 고하성 is in this movie. July 27th of 2006 is the release date, 119 minutes. Genre-wise, there are a lot of genres involved. Adventure, action, thriller, comedy, drama, SF, and fantasy. This has to be the very one movie, very only movie in Korean cinema where there's so many drama and is still good. Directed by Bong Joon-ho, screenwriter Bong Joon-ho, Ha Joon-won, and Park Cheol-yeon and Ju Byul. Another day for Kang-du, Song Kang-ho at the supermarket nearby Han River runs by his father, Byun In-chul, Byun Hee-bong, is passing. However, a monster appeared from the Han River and Kang-du, who was delivering squid, happens to witness an unusual scene. The unknown monster climbs up to the bridge and begins to crush people and bite them. In this mess, Kang-du realized that his daughter Hyun-seo, Baeduna, disappears with the monster. Nobody helps Kang-du and family, but they go to the dangerous area in order to save Hyun-seo. Fun fact, the movie was invited to Cannes and received a lot of praise at the time. Also, the movie recorded over 10 million audiences. The movie received an award as the best picture in Cheongnyong Yeonghwaje Blue Dragon Award and Baekseong Yeseuldaesang. The movie was also listed as Quentin Tarantino's favorite movie from 1992 to 2009, along with The Memories of Murder. He commented that The Host was an absolutely wonderful Korean monster movie. In a documentary about Bong Joon-ho aired last year, the director revealed a behind story about the movie. His first thought about the movie when he was in high school when he saw a weird creature crawling up on Han River Bridge. The director also said that he couldn't find any investment before shooting the film. He could not get the contract with the production company that produced Lord of the Ring because of the budget. The film schedule was out at the time and things didn't help. So he felt himself like a fraud and frustrated a lot. He also got the motive in detail by the unauthorized discharge of toxic chemicals to the Han River by the U.S. force in South Korea. He said that the movie did not exaggerate the real event, but rather cut down the 480 bottles of toxic in real life to 350 bottles because they lacked props. I don't know if you guys know, but Bong Joon-ho, the director of this specific film, is the guy who directed Parasite. Number one director in Korea or maybe in the world. I am going to talk about a little personal story of mine, just like Bong Joon-ho, who now is a number one director of all time, had a trouble with making this movie because no one wanted to invest this one. But at the end of the day, he did it, and that made him number one movie that year, I guess. And 괴물, The Host, is still talking town. Know everyone who's in this movie industry talks about it. And even Tarantino, one of my very favorite director, praised about this film. And that's the reason why this specific movie, In Memories of Murder, was the movie that put Bong Joon-ho on a map where international audience recognized this beautiful director, and that made him win Parasite and made him win Academy Award. Without Host, there was no Parasite. Without Memories of Murder, there was no Host. Without any investors, there was no movie that he ever made. But the important thing that I want to talk to you guys about on my last episode, without his dream or without his motivation to make movie, he would have never made this beautiful films out there. Just like he was Bong Joon-ho, he was the number one movie director of all in Korea, but no one wanted to invest on him. Just like that, there are so many times out there, but I would say most of the time, who will never believe in your dreams and who don't want to put any effort in your dreams. I was never born as a singer, but when I was lucky enough to live my life as a singer, I found out last year exactly that I had a lung problems and I had to go through a lot of procedures. And in my hospital bed, I thought like, maybe I'll never get to sing as a professional singer because I have lung problem. That's the very starting point where I was laying bed and what am I gonna do with my life? That was the very starting point of where I started to write about a movie. I wrote my very first script, movie script there. Very first sold movie script there, and very first sold drama and webtoon script there. So when you thought that everything was over, another door opened. Lucky enough, there's no problem with my lungs now, but back in the day when I realized that there's no way that I could make any kind of money now, that's when I start writing. And that made me, or that put me into another map. Just like that, guys, please do not give up, because there's always, I mean, I don't want to be the guy who always say don't give up, because most of the time it doesn't really happen in real life. But, you know, I told you guys this before, the greatest regret that you could have is, what if, you know, what if I've done it rather than I shouldn't done it, you know? So it's better for you guys to just do it. And human beings' ability is going to future. Not, they can never go back. Right now, your dream and your ideas and your motivation that happens right now can never come back to you. So use it wisely. Because I do believe there is someone out there who looks at you and makes you into that person if you truly believe it. I'm just saying this out loud because this is my last episode. And just like Bong Joon-ho, who never, Jung Bong Joon-ho's film, which was never got invested on, but he ended up getting invested and got himself on a map. You guys could do it too. Bong Joon-ho was not a special person. But his motivation made him to do it, and his passion about his dream made him to do it. So please go out there, and you guys could be the next Bong Joon-ho or next Park Chan-wook or anyone. So the movie, let's go back to the movie. The Host, I want to give 5-star. My very last movie that I'm going to introduce you guys to, and this received a very 5-star. Very first 5-star I'm going to give out, because that movie will give you guys hope. Not the movie itself, but the production-wise, you know. So, wow, I can't believe I'm going to say this to you guys, that this was very my last episode of Super Radio Beyond the Scene. I really do hope that you guys earned something from it. If you guys didn't, I'll be really sad. But if you guys did, I am very, very happy. And again, it's been my privilege and honor to serve you guys as a movie host in Korea cinema, from Korea cinema. Another song that I'm going to play for you guys is called 한강 창가. Is in the praise of the Han River. I guess this movie, this song came out in the movie. It was the original soundtrack. So we're going to play for you, play this for you guys. And it's been a good privilege for us. And my last episode is up to now. All right. Thank you guys for listening to my Super Radio. I hope you guys and do hope that you keep on tuning in the new program too that I'm going to be in. It's pretty much secret, but, you know, you guys will know at the end of the day. But anyways, thank you guys. And Hee-jun finally out. Goodbye, guys.